Cartel split fuels violence in western Mexico. By Cartel Chronicles on June 1, 2022. An apparent split within one of Mexico's most violent cartels is responsible for a wave of violence in a western state. The most recent attacks took place this week in Colima City, Colima. The violence is linked to the efforts of a local drug lord to push out the cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, from the city. In recent days, rival gunmen had clashes and carried out executions. In one of the attacks, gunmen reportedly fired into the city zoo, killing a deer and a mountain goat. Soon after, zoo officials discovered the gunmen tried to poison the endangered wolf exhibit. Locals claimed authorities did nothing to stop the attack. Lamentable lo que está pasando en el zoológico de Colima. El día de ayer se reportó a personas que mataron a algunos animales a balazos. Pero el gobierno de Indira underscore Vizcaino no hizo absolutamente nada para proteger no solo a los animales, sino a los trabajadores. pic.twitter.com/06ifgsrxa. Victor González, at Victorg Official, May 29, 2022. Known as La Baca or the Cow, José Bernabé Brizuela Meraz was at one time a regional leader within CJNG. But in early March announced that he was breaking away and even claimed that the leader of CJNG, Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera, was dead. Since then, CJNG and La Baca's men have been fighting for Colima and surrounding areas. It remains unclear if CJNG rivals tied to the Sinaloa cartel are helping La Baca. Since Colima is controlled by Mexico's ruling party Morena, officials have sent hundreds of soldiers to the region. Despite claims of improving security conditions, Colima continues to be a hotspot of violence. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.